From Twilight to the After series to 50 Shades of Grey, there's no shortage of movies that are based on or rumored to be based on fanfiction. The latest is The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway as a middle-aged mother and Nicholas Galitzine as the suave, sexy, and 24-year-old Harry Styles double. The plot follows Hathaway as she takes her daughter to Coachella and meets Galitzine's character, Hayes Campbell. The movie follows their whirlwind summer romance across Europe on his band's world tour. A few days after the movie's release, the reviews are in from the Northwestern students that have already seen it.
Given the low expectations, I was pleasantly surprised.
That was Yanyan Lee, a Medill freshman who watched it with Weinberg freshman Abigail Jacob after she finished her homework. Most students watch the movie in groups or with others.
We love to watch movies together, and we especially love to watch movies that we know are going to be bad. It's like a bonding experience, and we complain about it to each other.
Weinberg Jr. Raquel Weinstein watched the movie over the weekend with RTVF Jr. Maria Katsagradakis. Students were also drawn in by marketing through TikToks, both official and fan-made.
I think I mostly saw like a few TikToks about it and like trailers, and I knew it was kind of corny but amazing because of the two leads.
I watched, like, I got TikToks. For the most part, it was just the TikToks that were like the official ones, so I got different trailers, different clips of the movie. I will say that because we watched it like 1 or 2 days after it came out, I did get a few little spoilers, like from edits and stuff.
Another thing they had in common?
Nicholas Galitzine.
What's his name? Nicholas Galitzine.
Nicholas Galitzine. Gazultine.
And although it wasn't part of the official marketing for the movie, most students had also heard of the fanfiction rumor.
When I was watching the movie, my friends informed me it was based off of Harry Styles' fanfic, which makes a lot of sense looking back.
Although recent movies like Anyone But You have leaned on unconventional marketing tactics like rumored affairs, Robin Lee, the author of The Idea of You, and Galitzine himself have both stated that Harry Styles was at most a distant inspiration for their characters. The impulse to distance the movie from its fanfiction roots might be because fan-made content is often seen as simplistic or overly obsessive.
I personally have never read a Harry Styles fanfiction, so I don't really have a comparison point, but I can see where like the Harry Styles fanfiction is coming from, but then like based on stereotypes of fanfiction, I wouldn't expect like a fanfiction to be as nuanced as this movie, and this movie is not nuanced. It's just more nuanced than I think a fanfiction would be.
Despite their best efforts, the fanfiction moniker has followed the movie, perhaps because the narrative strikes many as classic fan-inspired wish fulfillment, and contains the kind of social media-inspired moments that might be labeled cringe. In fanfiction, this is known as a YN moment, short for Your Name, a common way to refer to the main character of self-insert fanfiction.
I think it's kind of hilarious, and I could, like, definitely see, like, a 40-year-old mom, like, living out her fantasy throughout the movie. Not that it was, like, relatable, but I feel like it made it entertaining because it was like, oh, yeah, sure, like, everybody has these fantasies of, like, their celeb crushes and stuff, so it was kind of cool to see it played out on screen.
However, some students ignored the one direction of it all and ended up loving the film as part of the rom-com renaissance.
As a book lover, I think it was a pretty good adaptation because it hit all of the fast points, the important points. And as just a hopeless romantic, I think it was freaking phenomenal and the ending was great. And even if it wasn't, like, I've already heard things about people being like, yeah, it was just for the Harry Styles fans and, oh, it's just a this, or, oh, it's kind of crappy, or, oh, like, whatever.
The film also has an ending that differs from the book, which multiple students found to be one of the most emotional and interesting scenes. In it, both leads display a level of self-awareness Lee and Katsagradakis characterized as far above the fanfiction level.
She's, like, taking accountability and realizing that there was something problematic in their relationship. Because I don't think rom-coms do that enough. I think a lot of other rom-coms, they sort of, like, romanticize the relationship and not don't really address what's wrong with it. Whereas in this story, they've addressed it directly.
To have it, that felt a lot more realistic and a lot more powerful of, we are older now than we were the first time we broke up. I understand that we gave it a solid try and it still wasn't enough because you're prioritizing your daughter, but I do still love you and this is still hard. And I think that was really powerful to wrap it all up in that one little, like, dimly lit blue, like, that was good.
Good movie or not, and fan fiction or not, most students are judging The Idea of You not on the star it might be based on, but on how well it sets out to do what these movies do best.
Not to sound anti-intellectual. Like, I love education. I love talking about, like, different, like, ideas and concepts. But sometimes you do want to just turn your brain off. And I feel like that's, like, what a lot of criticism that brain rot movies receive. It's like, oh, like, this is bad and this is bad. Or, like, they're like, oh, this isn't, like, really well produced. I feel like they're, like, missing the point of brain rot movies. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, it's not meant to be any of those things. It's mm-hmm. just something to, like, unwind, to have a little bit of fun.
Even if it wasn't, like, the most high-quality film, fancy, whatever, it made me laugh, and it made me cry, and it was really cute.
For WNUR News, I'm Mika Ellis-Abel.